Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversation with Karen. I'm your hostess, Dr. Karen, and it's a beautiful day. Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. Good morning to everyone on the West Coast. Good earlier morning on the, well, good morning on the East Coast, good earlier morning on the West, and everyone else in between, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And, you know, you are listening, to, of course, to Conversation with Karen, International Media Magazine, and I'm excited to have another great segment that we're going to offer today. It is your choice. This is going to be powerful, and it's something that you can do to make the great decisions in your life. Remember to follow me on social media at Dr. Karen, Dr. Karen, on Facebook, and Karen L. Donald on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. And I want to welcome my sponsor for this segment, moving into this quarter, a wonderful organization, a wonderful magazine, and a wonderful mission and ministry, Shulamite Woman Magazine.
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com.
Wonderful, and we do welcome them. Today's discussion is a part of my series for transformation for betterment of life. And Second Chance Living is a spiritual coaching system that offers information to build our mind, body, and souls. What is Second Chance Living? Being able to be grateful, willing to rebuild, realize, and redefine our lives. It can be many areas. It could be loss, trauma, it could be restoration, but just being willing to begin again, not once, but every single day. You have second chances, and they're here. I decided to begin offering my series by way of Blog Talk Radio because, of course, I have all of you, my wonderful listeners, and this is going to be live segments that I will be offering by way of Periscope starting the 1st of October, and also through the show I'm going to do some of the segments on Second Chance Living, and there's going to be live events taking place either by way of live events actually being personal and being there, and then we're going to have some great, great conferences by way of computer, so all of our friends around the world, in the United States and around the world, can be a part of it. Can you believe tomorrow is the first day of fall? And it's really, you know, in that we also have to remember that the days are moving so fast, and so we can't wait on making decisions and being able to make our choices that we're going to talk about today that will hinder us from seeing our dreams come forward going into 2017. Starting off in a year, every year, how many of you all can pull out a list of things that you put together and said, this is what I want to accomplish this year. This is what I would like to see happen. Thank God 2015 is gone, 2016 is here, and how many things are really off your list? And it's really important to understand that our choices make a difference in what we're actually able to allow into our life. I love this quote I saw. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make different choices. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make different choices. And one big word, and a lot of people will listen to that and say, well, when it came down to certain family situations, I didn't have a choice. When it came down to certain things that involved my family, I really didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice when it came down to, but there's areas in our lives. It's speaking of areas in our life that we did have a choice. We didn't make our own decision. We might have made our decision based upon what somebody else said that we should do. So, or based upon our ability to not be able to say the magic word, no. The magic word, no, is really a big thing. So we need to be able to move forward with that. So we're going to go through some information today on making choices. And the reason that I started off by saying Second Chance Living is a spiritual coaching system that offers information to build our mind, body, and soul with an underline on our, O-U-R, because, or us, I am a part of that. The reason I said that is that we all have to be willing to learn every day, to believe, enough to dream, and even restore our dreams. It's not anything that I just speak to people about and I'm just guessing what that feels. My life passion is based upon my life. It is my life daily. So when I get up, and like I tell anyone, when you get up in the morning and you thank God for another day, you have to realize that you've been given another opportunity for a huge reason. And whatever that reason is, the only way we can continue to even find it is to walk towards it and believe in what we have. We are a part of a big picture. We're a part of destiny. We have purpose in our life every day. So living is a part of our second chances. So we have to learn every day to believe enough to dream. And if those dreams are gone, second chance living will give us an opportunity to restore our dreams. And then when the dreams start coming to pass, we have to be able to receive what's coming. When you see it coming, one of the most natural things that we all do is we kind of run away. Why do we run away? We run away because we feel like it's not the time right now. Oh, this is not the season. We have people in our lives that don't support us, so it can't be the time because I have to wait until 900 people support what I want to do. And I had a conversation with my family member last night, and we were talking about people and friends and things, and we thought that we had people that supported us. And as we go on living, we find out that might not be true. Some people in our lives are more of our ministry than our support system. And so part of our destiny can be working with certain people and being a part of certain people's lives, but if we're not living within our purpose, we don't even realize it until later, until after the people hurt us or the season has passed and it seems like they're around us for much too long. But having to receive it when it comes is real important, because if we don't do that, we won't be able to see what's in front of us. One time I was thinking about something, and I literally saw as if they were like visions in front of me of what I need to be doing. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, I have dreams. I see things. I know I'm supposed to be doing this. I can feel it. So all of us understand that. And then you share it with the wrong person. Or you look and say, man, that's going to be something that's going to be really, really good to do about 20 years from now, 10 years from now, at the end of next year. When you have asked for something and it begins to come to you, it's not for you to put it up in a box and say, I'll get to it later. You have to start building your life, changing your life, making the necessary opportunities come to see that vision that you had begin to unfold, because that vision is part of your dream that's already inside of you. It's already a part of you. So you want to be able to receive it, and then we have to allow it to happen. For us to allow it to go through, have the actions, and our actions include our choices. So when it comes, we have to allow it to happen, and we can't then say, oh, we're afraid, it's not time, I don't have the money, I don't have the building, I don't have the spouse, I don't have the house. We have to allow things to happen, and when we begin to work what we're seeing and what we've allowed to come into our life, then things start changing, and in all amazement, we begin to go, man, it's really coming. I have some things that I had to start doing by way of exercise for myself to say, if I need to get to this right now, and I need to be able to, once I started working on it, I was able to say, I'm beyond fear now. When you begin to really work in a vision, and the time that you were actually wanting to be afraid, when you can't be afraid anymore, you start going, well, it's too late now. You have to really literally make yourself be afraid. And we were talking to one of our life coaches, and we talked about that element of doubt that's always there seemingly in our life. And then if you've already started doing something, then how can someone tell you that you can't do it anymore? How can someone tell you that it's too late? And so we're talking about making choices today, and we can kind of go on and on. I want to get some notes going here, and I'm going to pull them up because, as anyone knows me, I have a zillion things that I always talk about, that I always go through, and we're going to get to some of our show notes. Get your pen and paper out. I'm going to go over some things. I have to kind of go through my notes and decide how much we're going to discuss today. And you're tuned in to Conversation with Karen on Blog Talk Radio.
Done. The Johnson family vacation is booked.
This is our ship? Does it still float? Next time we're calling the travel expert.
Don't make this mistake. Trust the professionals at JR Travel Advisors to plan your next vacation. The expertise and advice of JR Travel Advisors costs nothing. Plus, you gain access to exclusive pricing, amenities, and extras that can't be found anywhere else. JR Travel Advisors, 706-946-0800. Online at jrtrav.com.
Okay, and I welcome JR Travel as one of our sponsors, and it gives me time to go through my stuff and find my notes. Okay, so we're ready. You're tuned in with Conversation with Karen, and get your pen and paper out, and we're going to talk about It's Your Choice, and it's my first topic on my Second Chance Living series, which will be on focus going into the last quarter of this year. I'm going to offer more segments on this. And I'll have different guests. For the most part, I'm going to give you all an introduction of our courses. So someone just texted me and said, can you repeat that quote I said earlier? Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you if you want a different result, make different choices. And so you can go back and look and see that. So myself as a coach, I have affirmations in front of me. I have a lot of different elements I have to use that I teach other people, and it grows every day. So I want you all to know, again, that I am a person that learns and gives. And so part of our thing in life, our purpose in life, we have to understand is that we learn and then we give. Okay, number one, on being able to choose, I want you all to start learning to listen to what's inside of you. Start listening to what's inside of you. Start seeing what you're hearing. Because when you listen to your inner self, to your instinct, and what's in your soul, that's what really, really is where you need to go. And there's different things that what can come to hinder it. It's almost like a coin toss because you know what you would like to see, and you know what maybe your surroundings are saying are possible for you at that time. And like I said, your surroundings can be people, places, or things. So you want to make sure that you are listening to your inner person, your inner man. That's where it's going to start with you. And write it down. It's very important to write it down so you yourself can start speaking every day what you know you're hearing. As far as your choices, should I attend this event? Should I be with this person? Should I be a part of this organization? And you know how we always say that little birdie is saying, I don't think I need to go there this evening. I don't think I need to ride down this freeway. I don't think I need to get involved in this business deal. That little birdie is our inner being, is our Is God speaking to our spirits? Most of the time, it's not something that you're fearing mentally, it's what you're hearing within. So be sure to trust and listen to your inner man, to your instinct, okay? And in that, you'll begin to learn how to weigh it out. You'll learn how to weigh it out. You can give yourself a little emotional break, but you don't want to be too logical, because when you're really logical and you're trying to figure it out with your smartness of this is what I learned at school, or you're being too analytical, you're going to miss the real reason. So you definitely need to be able to see and be able to weigh it out. And there's always a good and a bad. So you'll be able to tell how to work it, recognize it, and then determine what situation will be good for you with the good and the bad, okay? And there's always going to be something that may be uncomfortable, because if it looks bigger than you, my pastors have always taught me, then you know that's the direction that you're going. But if it's something that seems like it's going to be bad for your health or bad for your physical, then you don't want to do it. It's okay to allow also, the third point, is to get some information, get some input from someone else and determine who that's going to be. You have a few people that you know for sure that you can talk to about anything. And one of the big things that has to happen in our lives is we have to have someone to give it to. And that's why people a lot of times are starting to come to people like me for coaching. You may have a coach. You may have different people in your life that can help you. And you can tell if the person is for you because they're going to listen. They're going to give you an honest stamp input. I'm going to support you. Let me know if we need to look at this again. I just want to offer you this possibility. Not telling you, you better not do that. Not telling you, this is not for you. Not telling you, you know, what are you talking about? You want to have people that can value you and celebrate you and then be able to say, well, listen, this is a great idea. Let me know if I can research something for you. Let me know if it's something I can do. And if not, just allow me to say this, that I'm with you. I'm behind you. And they may even know that you're doing something that's nuts. Because I talk to people, and we have had funny conversations about things we just knew that it was time right now. And this is an idea, and I know it's going to work. And then I have people that go, oh, do it. Do it, girl. Go ahead and go about it. And they knew good and well it wasn't going to work. Or they knew good and well it was just kind of nuts, you know, but it wasn't time, or either it was something I came up with out of myself. But I can say that they celebrated me, and that is really very valuable, okay? I want you to also, the next tip is I want you in your choices to always look at what is best for you. So you're going to write that down, what is best for, with your first name. What is best for you? I speak to a lot of parents because I'm also a parent coach and a family coach, and they say, I would like to do what's best for me, but I have three children, but I have one child I'm taking care of, but I have my husband, I have my wife. When you talk about what's best for you, what's best for Karen means I'm making good decisions for my family as well. If you're not walking in your best, then it affects everyone that you put that but, that you said but, and put all those people behind, the what ifs, the buts, they're affected by your decisions and your choices. So if you don't learn to do what's best for you, then it's going to flow down or filter to other people. Now, if you have a supportive husband or wife, significant other, which I'm praying that you do, and that your children may be old enough, and sometimes young children say things to us that is absolutely funny. I mean, we get real wise words from children. And, you know, it's really hilarious when children come up to you and go, boy, you know, boy, auntie, boy, mommy, you look like you've gained a little weight. And even though we didn't want to believe it at first, a child doesn't know how to filter. They are the biggest example of no filter. But you're going to get words of wisdom from different people in your life. If you have a significant other, they can help you and say, well, this is what you want to do. Let's go for it. Older children, teenagers, adult children, a lot of times can come to us and say, well, mom, dad, you've always known this was something that you wanted to do and you were going there and we're pushing you, we're rooting you. And how many of us have felt like our children have passed us by? They've gone on with their lives, they're being successful, they're doing different things, and we seem like we're on hold. Please, please remember today that there's something positive that we've said and done in a significant, healthy way that has affected what our children have seen or even some of your family members have seen that have moved them forward. That's why they come tell you, remember when you told me so-and-so? So how many things are we saying to other people that we're not applying to ourselves? And I'm saying ourselves because I've done it all the time. And I have to go back and think about it. Man, I just told someone else that. So always do what's best for you. Write that down for yourself. Do what's best for and fill in your name so you can say that's a part of your decision. Have it on your desk, your computer, and wherever you will see it on your mirror. And then you want to be able to trust in what you've decided. Be able to trust in what you've decided and have and learn not to have fear to make a decision and turn it into faith. One of the biggest things that we have coming up in any of our lives of growing is being afraid to grow, being afraid to make that next step in that decision. And we all know that there is so many choices and so many reasons why that happens. Why are we afraid to make the choice that we're making? Don't ever let fear make you make your decision. It should not decide, because if fear makes that decision for you, you will never see it come to pass. I heard my pastor say one time when we were all in a study that a lot of people are just afraid of what other people are going to say or think about them when you are doing your best. And that's a big thing for most people, especially people that are like givers, and we always want to give our best to people. But it's okay. It's okay to step out. It's the only way you're going to get out of your comfort zone. You have to turn that fear into faith and take the risk. So what you want to see yourself doing is writing down your choice. What are you afraid of? Is it best for you? And you want to be able to weigh it out. What is the good thing about this choice? And what could be the bad thing about this choice? And you want to be able to, number one, listen to your inner self and to your inner feelings. And you're not going to let fear make the decision for you, because what will happen is you'll never make the decision at all. So you're going to also decide what's best for you. Okay, another one I want you to do is I want you to learn how to trust in you. Learn how to trust in the value of what comes from your choices. And this actually goes back into our first choice or our first method of making choices, which is learning how to listen to your inner self. If you listen to your inner self, then now you have to learn to trust that this came out of me. This did not come out of my coworker. This did not come out of my mother or my father or anyone around me. What I heard came out of me, and I need to learn how to trust in me enough. And it doesn't mean that you've had a perfect life. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen. It doesn't mean things haven't happened. It doesn't mean there hasn't been obstacles in your life. Remember what I said at the beginning. A lot of things that we're dealing with is a reflection of choices that we made. I could go into a whole nother segment about why I ended up being on drugs when I was young. I could go into a whole nother segment of why I was abused in relationships. why I ended up being a rape victim, why I ended up maybe even losing a certain opportunity of employment. It all has developed into areas of power that I can help other people through. But now, growing older and wiser, and even in my teaching and working with people, I'm able to now come up with some honest conclusions about some of the things I went through and why did it happen. And a lot of it happened based upon choices. Now, I want you all to get ready to write this down, and you can write it down only if you're not driving. If you're listening to me and you're listening to Conversation with Karen on our app in your car, you cannot write it down. You could do this later. But this is a big one, all caps. When you make the choice and you know you're doing the right thing and you're committed to what you have said you're going to do, I want you to remember that you should never go back. Never go back. Never think back. Don't look back. Don't turn around. Keep moving forward. When we first opened the show, I talked about being able to go forward and move and know that once you got to a certain point, once you build yourself up and build yourself up in your affirmations, build yourself up in your confidence. You know, you see the element in front of you. You see it there. It's no longer a dream. It is actually happening. You see the beginning of your CDs. You've been in the studio. You see the beginnings of your business coming. You have your logo. You have your business cards. Now you're looking to put together your business plan. You have the beginning of knowing where you want to live, what kind of car you want to drive. How are you going to get to that point? Don't look back for any reason, because what's happening behind you is what pushed you where you are now. Don't ever begin to doubt yourself. Trust yourself. Don't wonder what will happen if you need to make a different choice and this won't work for me. You've gone through the process now. You make a decision. You move forward. I read someone's commentary about making choices, and they said, look, once you make a decision, stick with it and don't go back. Will you have times that you doubt yourself? Absolutely. Will you have times that it looks hard? Absolutely. But that's when you get with that person that we said can help you through some things, and I have some really valuable people. I have about three people that I can say that we talk about everything. We look at what's happening, and we encourage each other, pat each other on the back, and we're still able to respect each other in our potential areas of greatness. So this is a quote we want to talk about today, and it's called Choice. Today, I choose to live by choice. I want you to repeat after me because I know you're listening. Today, I choose to live by choice, not by chance. To make changes, not excuses. To be motivated, not manipulated. To be useful, not used. To excel, not compete. I choose self-esteem, not self-pity. I choose to listen to the inner voice, not to the random opinion of others. Today I choose to live by choice, not by chance, to make changes, not excuses, to be motivated, not manipulated, to be useful, not used, to excel, not compete. I choose self-esteem, not self-pity. I choose to listen to the inner voice, not the random opinion of others. This has truly been a wonderful time for me, and I know it's so much more that we could get to, because second chance living is about that. But today I want you to choose life. I want you to get up every morning with joy, happiness, with no negativity or pain. I want you to feel the freedom that comes from being able to continue to move forward, make your choices, and I want you to learn to live and remember that every day you live is a second chance in life. So I want you to not deny your opportunity, but embrace it. I look forward to our next show. Next Wednesday, we're going to move into another topic. Please follow me, Dr.Karen, on Facebook, Karen L. Donald on Instagram, Twitter, and coming to Periscope. Until next time, I love you. I appreciate you. Continue to have a blessed day wherever you are. God bless.